This morning we have a couple of guests joining us here in studio. We have Lori Namani and Ashley Mosier, a couple of representatives from the Atlantic Schools, more specifically the Joy Crew through the Atlantic Schools, about an event that's coming up here this evening as we get folks together to celebrate on a Friday night. It's always a fun celebration when you have a football game to go to, but there are also other things going on in the world that we want to commemorate as well, and folks we want to thank and recognize. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate it very much. First of all, I want to let's talk about the Joy Crew. For folks who don't know what that is, how would you describe that?
The biggest thing I would say about the Joy Crew is the idea behind it is it's a group of people from the school district that represent all aspects of our district. And our goal is just to spread joy, to choose happiness. That idea that we're going to celebrate the successes that are happening, we're going to create a positive environment, and we're just going to show the ACSD community what they think and do matters.
Could you spread that through social media, too? Because, you know, there's not always joy on social media.
Absolutely. And biggest thing is like that. You take a negative thing or something that could be negative, and we're going to find ways to make that a positive. So on Facebook, you can find the Joy Crew in Atlantic. We've got a Facebook page that's up and running, so feel free to search that out. It's a great way to kind of follow along with some of the fun joy things that are happening as the school year goes along.
Yeah, how did that really kind of get started? Because there's so much negativity out there in everything that we do. And as I said, the online stuff kind of lends itself to more negativity than it does positivity. It's hard to turn a lot of things around sometimes, isn't it?
Yep. Well, it all kind of came about, I believe Jenny Williams of our school board and Mr. Barber brought the Orange Frog workshop to our school, and we started off with about 30 people and just did a workshop for 2 days, and then we decided we wanted to continue with it. And we had a much smaller group of just 12 people or whatever, and we formed the Joy Crew. And so our objective is to spread our positivity and have different activities and things throughout the year, too.
Has the group grown since
yes.
then?
Well, no, it's just the 12 of us. Yep.
The idea, too, that you don't have to have a T-shirt or something that says the Joy Crew right. to be doing those same things. So if something I do brings a smile to your face, how can you pass that along to someone else in your
yep.
life? Starting with our district and our group, but spreading itself throughout the community and further.
Sure. Yeah. And I've met some people in the past whose goal every day was to do something nice for someone else. Doesn't have to yep. be something big. You don't have to write a big check to somebody to make them smile. Sometimes it's just doing something polite, something maybe they didn't expect.
Right. Absolutely. It's got to start somewhere. And so we want to start that off, and hopefully it'll spread and become a big thing in our community.
Well, what better place to do something like that than in the school system? Because you're, in addition to teaching youngsters how to read, write, and everything else, you're also teaching them how to be responsible citizens in their local communities. And if they get started with a positive attitude, it's a lot easier to finish with one.
Yep, sure is.
Yeah, no kidding. It makes a world a lot nicer for all of us. Very good. Well, you've got an event coming up now tonight. I mentioned football up front. We've got a football game tonight at the Trojan Bowl, and I know you've got some activities and events going on there this evening. Let's talk about that.
Absolutely. The Atlantic Trojans take on Shenandoah this evening, and we're just excited. We plan on hosting a tailgate to honor all of Cass County's and local first responders and firefighters. That'll take place this evening at 5:30, and we are going to have that outside the Trojan Bowl, kind of between that main entrance and the Schuler loading dock. We want to offer a pulled pork sandwich, baked beans, chips, and a drink to all first responders. Just that idea that we want you to feel recognized, and we're so grateful for all the things that you do for our community. We'd also like to honor the life of Grace Johnson from the Shenandoah area by honoring their first responders as well.
Can you talk a little bit about the Grace Johnson thing? I know we have discussed that here on the air because there's been some talk about how the support has been good from them toward us during a time of need, and now we're trying to return that, right?
Absolutely. Shenandoah was wonderful in supporting the Atlantic community through the time period. As we were talking about Strong as Steel, they wore green to the game with special shirts that they had made. Just that local community-to-community connection. They recently lost the life of a senior student in their district named Grace Johnson, And we just want to be able to commemorate her, honor her as well, show our community support for their community. One of the things that will be happening is you'll see lots of blue in the stands instead of necessarily black and gold. The blue is to honor her. There will also be a free will donation that the Atlantic Sports Boosters will collect and a 50-50 raffle. And I do know that they have GoFundMe accounts set up, a Venmo account, and all those things will go to her family.
Yeah, that's certainly something that fits in with the mission of something called the Joy Crew, right?
Absolutely.
Yep.
Yeah, an opportunity to try to spread some good feelings in a tough time in another community. You know, it's pretty neat, though, when you can get communities like that. We can compete on a football field or a basketball court or whatever, but that doesn't mean we have to hate each other. We can still treat each other with a lot of respect and step up and help when, you know, communities need the assistance.
Absolutely.
Yep.
And kind of like you were talking, we want to instill those ideas in our kids and it become a cycle of kids that grow up to be adults that are spreading joy and choosing positive things, and our community is spreading that as well.
Yeah, very good. So then tonight you said kind of a tailgate, so we could pretty much expect what you'd expect at a tailgate. Good food, some good friends, some drink, and just enjoy and get ready for a football game.
Absolutely. Yep. Relaxed environment, and we just want people to be able to come and enjoy.
Okay. And, of course, the first responder thing, too, we all know what the commemoration is here this weekend with the September 11th commemoration, the 20th anniversary there. So everyone is stepping up to make sure that we're giving kudos and thanks to people who usually see us in our worst times. It's not an easy life to be one of those as a first responder. Yes, it's a job and it's a career path that they chose. But until you've actually walked in their shoes, you don't see some of the things that they have to deal with from time to time. And rarely do they actually get thanked for some of the things that they do. So that's part of it tonight, just an opportunity to say thank you.
Yep, absolutely. And we'd also like to ask that during the halftime that they walk out on the field so that we're able to honor them and, you know, give them props for all the things that they've done, especially with, you know, the fire that we had this summer at the Atlantic Middle School. We had so many people step up to the plate and help us out. And, you know, we just really want to take the time to honor them and thank them for their service.
Well, very good. You're not asking them to bring ID or wear uniforms or badges or anything
No.
like that. They just come up and be recognized.
Yep.
Very good. All right. A lot of support. You stepped up to want to do this. I assume the Atlantic School District administration and staff and those who aren't part of the Joy Crew probably stepped right up and said, hey, great idea.
Yeah, I think it's one of those things. You can't turn down something that makes you smile. And we're just really, the start of the school year has been great, and I hope that all members of our district can say that as well. We started our school year off with Joy Crew members at the doors to the building, dancing, singing, clapping people in. And we just hope to keep that momentum rolling and continue to spread that joy throughout.
Well, and I guess this kind of emanated from the school system. But emanate is the key word. It's not confined to the school system.
Right.
You have been spreading that message.
Absolutely. We're hoping it's contagious and reaches out to everybody that, you know, can use some positivity in their lives.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, talk a little bit about then again tonight. So pretty informal, right?
Yeah, big thing. Just be there. It will start at 5:30, and we will serve until the food is completely gone. Outside the main entrance of the Trojan Bowl, between there and the Schuler loading dock, we'll have tables, picnic tables set up. There'll be a drink, a pulled pork sandwich, baked beans and chips, and just anyone that is a local first responder in any format, as well as Shenandoah's area. We just hope that you can be there, we can recognize you, have some nice discussion, and then also at the halftime of the game, we'd like to have them walk out on the field so that we can honor them there as well.
All right. Good vibes. Good vibes tonight. And I know they were selling some specific T-shirts to try to raise some money and awareness for Grace's family as well. That time has passed. Those had to be pre-ordered. But for folks who maybe want to at least share the message and didn't get a chance to get in on that, just wear blue. We love our black and gold. But wear blue tonight?
Yep, then? Absolutely. We're asking everybody to wear blue, all the fans and stuff. And there will be an opportunity for a free will donation during the game or beforehand.
Okay, very good. Well, others step up to help out. It's our turn now to step up and help out another family and another community that has that need. So very good. Well, thanks for coming in here today. Appreciate it and hope things go well. I'm sure anytime you've got a gathering going on, everybody has a good time and has an opportunity to do a little pat on the back. So very good. Thanks to all those folks who support, and we appreciate you guys for helping to coordinate this. Ashley, Lori, thanks for coming by. Appreciate it. Good luck tonight.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.